The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you. Generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
The latest season of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure follows the story of a young man in Italy who wants to overtake the passionate mafia, Giorno Giovanna, whose origins are tied to the nefarious villain of the franchise, Dio Brando. The series is known for delving into a number of characters and exploring how the rivalry between two men, Jonathan Joestar and Dio, is part of a rampant, vicious and endless feud that affects their descendants and extends to other universes. For those who have not watched this series, it is definitely on the watchlist, and I keep postponing it, but I will tell everyone who will endure it the fight until the first part. The standout roles are some of my favorites because there are a lot of characters that are part of a farce that stand out. But no two are the same and have the same ability to feel the same. If the Buccalati had not pursued Trish, they would never have known the true nature of Diavolo, and the second half of the show would be 50 episodes long and never happened. So we come back to the two main attractions of JoJo and the fight for the Belay station. In his quest to stop the drug trade in Naples and become a mafia boss, he supports Giorno and joins forces with Bruno Bucciarati to lead a group of rogue members of a passionate mafia family to oust the mafia boss Diavolo. Throughout the season, we follow Giorno and Giovanna as they dream of their promise to become gangsters and kill the reigning mafia boss. In part 5, Giorno's character oscillates between Dio's ruthlessness and Jonathan's compassion. In The Golden Wind, the only continuity that follows is that one of the few sons of Dio's father, Dio, stole Joestar's body. Giorno uses the gold experience to replace parts of his body, but it turns on through the hands of a piranha that attacks Babyface Jr. from inside. Giorno manages to transform car parts into grass and Mista in his upright white album of ice that surrounds her Kara channel to use as a makeshift snowboarder. Araki lets his creative genius be part of what stands out, with a unique and specific set of skills that produce some of the show's biggest fights. To escape Koichi, Giorno uses his standing gold experience, which enables him to transform from an inanimate object into a living organism and transform Koichi's luggage into a frog. The Diavolo attack does not harm Giorno, as the gold experience absorbs the arrows into his body and sheds skin and shell to reveal his new form, his Requiem. In order to prevent Giorno from telling others about it, Diavolo begins to remove parts of Giorno's body. As part of the collaboration between Lumine X JoJo, a second screening of the first two episodes took place at the Lumine Zero Mall in Japan on September 25, 2018. The recently concluded season of Golden Wind is about Giorno and Giovanna and their journey to gangster stardom. There is much to unpack this season, from his philosophical notions of fate to his lunatic viewpoints. This scene does not exist in the manga, but it is a nice hint of the nuance of Giorno's character. One of Dio's few sons, whose father stole Joestar's body, does not share his father's misanthropy, and Golden Wind is a startling rebuke to Dio's legacy. Diavolo tries to snatch it from King Crimson, but the Bucciarati destroy the chariot and the Requiem returns the souls of all people to their respective bodies. The fight is won by wit and cleverness, not Nakama power, and the guys have a great fight in that part. Part 5 is incredible, and I have nothing else to say, considering all the praise that the original manga has for him as the overall basis for the anime JoJo. It is at the end of Part 5 for a good reason, but it took some thought to figure it out. To date, no part has been adapted into a complete manga. Hirohiko Araki's storytelling in Part 5 is thriving, and fans of the manga will see how this translates into Parts 6, 7 and 8.
Episode 1400 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Randy Mitchell. Adios.